Taking selfies in nature could help the outdoor space you're visiting. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Laura Saunter, postdoctoral researcher at the University of Vermont, describes how she used uploaded photos to see where people are visiting the great outdoors and if this should be where the money goes.
Remember the last time you spent a day in nature? Maybe you visited a local park for a barbecue or took a 3-day hike through mountains, swimming in waterholes, birdwatching, just getting away from it all? Chances are that you posted a photo on social media, maybe even a selfie or two, to commemorate that experience. In a recent study, my research team and I used those social media images to measure the value of outdoor recreation on public lands. Why is this important? Around the world, land managers are tasked with conserving natural spaces and making major investment decisions to enhance their recreational value. To do this well, they need to know where people recreate and why. Unfortunately, data has been hard to come by, with many parks only staffing entrance booths in the summer and others gathering no data at all. In our study, we were the first to use social media to assess the use and value of protected lands for outdoor recreation across an entire US state. Analyzing more than 7,000 photographs uploaded to the photo-sharing website Flickr, we found 29 million people visited Vermont's conserved lands between 2007 and 2014, contributing $1.8 billion to the state's tourism industry. Our results also reveal where people recreate and why. We found Vermonters visited parks with well-maintained forests and more opportunities to swim in summer and ski in the winter. This information is powerful. It helps land managers make informed decisions on where to conserve nature and how their recreational value can be enhanced. So the next time you snap a photo in a national park or tweet about the moose you just saw on the trail, feel good knowing that your data may help conserve that piece of land for future generations.
That was Laura Saunter of the University of Vermont. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.